Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to worship this first Sunday in Advent. Can everyone hear? Okay, that's better. It's our pleasure to warmly welcome his servant preacher, Miss Rachel Wood, to conduct our toy service. And we're in the presence of the Brownies this morning with their leaders. So may the blessing of the Holy Spirit be upon Rachel and all present, and to all those in our heartfelt thoughts. Following the service, refreshments will be served for all. The notices are as printed, but there's just one or two to add. First of all, as a bit of humour, Nat has presented us a very nice Christmas card, which I've got displayed on the piano here. It's an Advent service with Tim Woolley on Wednesday. That's at 10 o'clock. And also, I want to just remind everyone about a service at St. Bede's in St. Basil along the West Road. It's an ecumenical Advent service there at 4 p.m. This afternoon. So that should be nice. We shall now recite together our prayer for today on the notice sheet, which will be followed by our call to worship hymn 24, Come Now Is the Time to Worship. So now let us pray. Father God, this is the day when the church begins to think about Christmas. In these Sundays of Advent, teach us, Father, what Christmas means, and inspire those taking part in this service, that they may radiate the joy of anticipation and hope on this special day. Through Jesus our Lord. Amen. Thank you.
We who wait with anticipation feel hope rise up within us, and so we light this first candle and name it Hope.
Yeah. We pray together our prayers of adoration and confession. Lord of holiness, your hand spans the heavens and your arms are outstretched and strong. You are beyond our imaginings and outside of our senses, yet your reality breaks in. Your majesty and your power are reflected in the waterfall, your steadfastness and strength in that high mountain peak, and your shining beauty in the dewdrop and the morning frost. Lord of love, you came in Jesus to show how far you would travel with us. You are there in each act of our commitment, in every extra mile that we travel, and in every selfless act. You walk every single step with us in the breadth and variety of our lives, in every twinkling of an eye, and in every moment of solemn seriousness. Lord of hope, you come ever closer to us to guide, to curb, to inspire, to challenge, to comfort, to disturb. You work with us to weave a pattern of life that pictures your glory in everything we do. And we are you. Amen. We bring our confessions to God. Forgive our timidity, loving God. Forgive our desire to sail a smooth course away from the storms of the world, safe in a haven of time. Becalmed, we go nowhere except to drift on tides of passing fashion. We too are of little faith and fear to lose our life in the winds and rains of the world's reality. Yet coming amongst us in Christ, you spared yourself no pain and sought no shelter. Forgive us for failing to reflect Christ to the world. Forgive us for fearing to risk rejection for Christ's sake. Forgive us for safety first discipleship, for Christ's sake. Amen. When you arrived this morning, you should all have received a copy of your notices. Lovely pink in colour, so you shouldn't lose them. Not that I'm casting any aspersions whatsoever, but you shouldn't lose them. So I commend those to you, and the stewards will now wait upon you for your offering. Lord, we ask you to bless these, our gifts, and everything we give for your work here and throughout your kingdom, now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. It's my pleasure to welcome the Brownies. I'm not doing anything, Malcolm. You said that you would control this. It's making funny noises. Nothing to do with me. So it's my delight and my pleasure to welcome you to worship this morning. I'm going to get you a little bit... Honestly, I'm not touching it. I'm going to get you a little bit involved a bit later on, okay? Nothing to worry about. I promise you, there's no spiders in bags or anything like that. I don't aspire to that. But I understand now you're going to do a little something for us to enjoy, I think. Yeah? Yeah? Maybe? Yeah? Maybe? Is it definitely maybe? Or maybe? Can I just sit up here? Is that all right? I'm not going to be in the way. Thank you, girls. I could almost say, what more do I need to say, really, couldn't I? But there we go. We'll do things a little bit different shortly. We're going to sing again. We're going to join together in our next hymn, which is 178. 178, long ago, prophets knew, Christ would come, born a Jew. We will now have our reading for this morning, which I think is either Helen or Alan. Alan, it's John chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. Thank you.
It's entitled, The Word Became Flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Now, I gave you a bit of a hint when we started this morning about what this Sunday was. Can anybody remember what I referred to it being? First Sunday in Advent. Now, Advent is a time when we prepare, when we get ready. Okay? And what do we get ready for?
Christmas.
And what happened on Christmas Day?
Jesus
Okay. So what do we normally, we usually talk about, when we talk about the first Sunday in Advent, we normally talk about legends and patriarchs. Now, legends, we can talk about legends. Patriarchs were known lots and lots and lots and lots of years ago, probably before anybody here was born. So that's a really long time ago. Although it's December now, so I have to be careful. I have to be really well behaved in December. So patriarchs were known as the heads of families a long, long time ago. But I want to talk about legends, and I want to talk about heroes, because I think you can talk about legends and you can talk about heroes, and they can mean the same thing. Yeah? So does anybody have a hero? Does anybody have anybody they really like, admire, or they really follow? I'm sure you were all more chatty than this last night when you were full of sugar and full of popcorn and full of squash. No? Are they? It's probably because I talk differently to what they do, and I'm quite big, so I'm quite scary. That's fine. So shall I give you a hand with what a hero might be? Yeah, we'll let the adults join in a bit later. Maybe? Yeah? So my first hero, this was going to be on the screen as well, but we've had some technical moments, shall we call them. So around here, you regard this gentleman as a hero. Can anybody see, everybody see who he is? Mr. Shearer. I think for me, yes, he probably is a hero, because when he had his testimonial, thank you, when he had his testimonial, he gave all his money to charity and set up the Alan Shearer Centre, which is not 10 minutes away from where we are now. His testimonial wasn't all about lining his own bank balance, which these days is quite rare, isn't it? Yeah? Okay. So, now, I'd be really, really impressed if any one of you on the first two rows know who this is. Martin Luther King. Now, I don't believe, and I'm sure I'll get corrected, but I don't believe I was born when this man was on the alive. No, I wasn't, thank you. A man who did a lot for rights in America, a lot for equality in America. Still, well, we could go on for a long time, couldn't we, about America, so we'll not touch on that. Next. Now, this man is an absolute hero for me. Absolute hero. He also had, when he was alive, he also had very nice white teeth. And he wore some amazing brightly coloured shirts. Nelson Mandela. I loved him for his shirts and his teeth. Nothing else really, obviously. Now, my certain members of my family love this lady. Love this lady. We all love this lady. Now, you should know who she is. She's the Queen. She puts up with quite some things from her children, I think we'll all say. Yes? So, our Queen, bless her. Always immaculate, always got time for everybody, and I loved seeing her a couple of weeks ago on that programme about a very famous supermarket where my mum was working when she was having me. She went to see Sainsbury's, because Sainsbury's are very, very old this year, very old, much older than any of us. So I also admire this man. I also like this man because he's got really nice white teeth. It's Mr. Tutu. Desmond Tutu. Now, along with Nelson Mandela, done a huge amount for equality and peace in South Africa and probably around the world. Retired really now from being a bishop, but met, I believe he met Harry and Meghan not so long ago. Yeah? Yeah? So, and then I could talk about a hero of mine that none of you know. I do drive a car. Some people say that I'm quite scary when I drive a car, because if the road's clear, I like to put my foot down and zip, that's it. But earlier on this year, I was coming home from where my parents live in Ponteland, and I was driving along the A69, and goes my tyre. Oops, oops, exactly. And I think, I'm not going to get home like this, because this was only at, the tyre went, psh, by, if I say Throckley, you'll know where I mean with Throckley, won't you, by Throckley. So I got underneath the bridge at Leamington Road Ends, where there's the big island, and you come down the A69, down the steep incline, yeah, and you've got a little pull in on the left hand side, and I thought, by this time my car was bleeping, beep, 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 beep. I got things flashing on the screen and all. I thought, there's no way I'm going to get up the hill, because I live just up the hill and off the main road. So I pulled in and I stood there looking at this. I got out of the car and the front tyre was completely flat. I thought, there's no way I can drive this car. No way. No way. And I don't know a lot about cars. I'll just put that out there. I don't know a lot about cars, but I think I can change tyre. However, I was like dressed quite smartly and I thought, this isn't going to be an easy job. Not at all. And I was travelling on my own, so I thought, can't really just randomly flag down some car that's driving down the road, can I? That wouldn't be safe or sensible. And then lo and behold, somebody pulls up in this little pull-in on the A69, driving, glasses, and I thought, don't know you. Don't know you from Adam. Gets out of his car, and I realise it's somebody I work with, who I had no knowledge would be there at that time, at that point. However, he and I changed the tyre on my car. So he is my hero. He's called Paul, and I will be forever grateful for that moment when my hero drove past, because I might still have been there now trying to get the wheel off the car. So he was my hero. So I'm a really, really, I like, do you girls like sport? So we got 1.5 rows that do and a couple that don't, right? So little did you know, Mom, when you mentioned this article, how useful this article would be. Now, this man is a hero of mine. This man, he played for West Ham. Anybody West Ham football? No? No? He's Croatian, so it means he comes from somewhere else in Europe. Now, this man's called Slaven Bilic. Now, he's my hero because he's got my team. I don't follow Newcastle or Sunderland or Middlesbrough or Hartlepool or anybody else up here. I follow a different team because obviously I don't talk like you do I? Very strange. Mm-hmm. I'm harmless, really, though. So he's got my team playing better football than they've played in years. So he's another one of my heroes, rightly or wrongly, but he's another one of my heroes. So who do you think we can also talk about when we talk about heroes this morning? We're talking in Advent. So who else can we think about when we think about heroes in Advent? Came a long time ago. Thank you. Jesus. Well done, Emma. And I think I heard the older ones as well. So we talk about Jesus, don't we? Born in a really simple stable. Mary and Joseph had gone to Bethlehem to register themselves. Really simple, but then he came to save us, that we might have the lives that we have. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So he came to save people. Yeah? Ooh. It's here.
It's there.
So has anybody else got a hero they might like to talk about? I've talked about a football hero. We've all recognised that Jesus is a hero for all of us. It doesn't matter whether we've got millions in the bank, whether we've got £2.50 in our pocket. It doesn't matter whether we live in a huge house or we live in a one-bedroomed flat. He's not bothered. He's here for all of us, whatever shape and size we are, however we talk, whatever we look like, whoever we follow, whoever we admire. He is for all of us. So does anybody else want to mention a hero they have? I've talked about Alan Shearer, Desmond Tutu, Mandela, Paul who changed the tyre on my car. Absolute star. Anybody else? St. Paul. Yep.
It's very like
the tyre on the car.
A heart attack, and he had been taken into the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Fortunately, I had my car there. I hadn't the vaguest idea where the Queen Elizabeth Hospital was, but I knew I had to get over the Tyne Bridge somehow, and never thought about petrol, of course. Got into the town, was trying to go around the big roundabout there, and the car just stopped.
Oops!
In the middle of that huge, very busy roundabout. And I'm standing
Yes. I could tell you a tale just quickly of some very good friends of mine and my mum and Howard's who were on holiday in Northumberland beginning second week of September. They'd been to Holy Island and they were coming down the A1 to come back to their cottage just outside Morpeth, and some animal ran across the A1, caused them to skid, caused them to go into the central reservation, caused them to crash into the barrier at the side of the A1. This was just north of Alnwick. And fortunately, no other car went into them. There were two guys travelling behind them who stopped the traffic, who rang the emergency services. But it is their regret that they couldn't make contact with those heroes. Because I say, if it had been on this stretch of the A1, it would have been a vastly different story. Vastly different story. So if we talk about heroes, Anybody who knows me will know I like chocolate. Does anybody else like chocolate? Yeah. Oh, no, you see. Ching! So, do you think there's some chocolate that we could all share where we could remember heroes and we could remember the biggest hero of all? Do you think there is? You're not convinced, are you? Do you think? Would you like to come with me? Watch that candle. What are those? Chocolate. And what chocolates are they? Heroes. Yay! More chocolates. So do you think some of your friends from Brownies now would come and help you to hand these out? Now they've seen, like, it's the real McCoy and I'm not just pulling your leg. Uh-huh. Could I have half a dozen of you in total? Yeah? Three, another two? Yep. Right. The two of you, just be careful of the candle because I don't want... Right. Would two of you like to start from the back and make sure everybody gets one? Please don't open them yet. Would two of you like to start halfway down? And would you like to start from the front? I can hear lots of packet rustling. This is going well. Has everybody got one? Anybody not got one? Anybody need any more? Anybody's dish ran out? Have you all got one yourselves, girls? Right, do you want to take one from there? Okay. Have we remembered the ladies right at the back? Have we remembered the gentleman on the technology? Have we remembered the people on the computer? Thank you. Have you got one as well? Have you got one for yourself? Right, there you go. Anybody not got one? Speak now or... Well, obviously. Thank you. Right. Thank you. Now, I'm going to set you a challenge. Today is the 1st of December, and yes, I can count with a bit of help sometimes. I want to challenge you to keep this. Oh, there's some wrappers already empty. Right, okay, you can have another one. So I want to challenge you to keep this hero until you eat your... I'm not doing anything, Malcolm. It's making noises. It's because I'm doing this. Okay. I want to challenge you to keep the sweet until you eat your Christmas lunch or until you sit down to hear the Queen and the world stop.
Yes, that still happens in my house.
I think I should get a So yes, this is your test as well when you next see these in the supermarket. You three ladies on that back row in particular. In particular, you know, if I was a teacher, I might say, I'll set you 100 lines. I must not eat my sweet until instructed. So when you see these in the supermarket, just think about heroes and people that have done amazing things for you, and all about that little baby that was born in that stable and what he came to do in the world and what he meant to all of us. Okay? So, yeah. I'll leave you some more. Because she's been really good. And you waited as well. You waited, unlike others, you waited. We're going to join together in our next hymn now, number 167. Colours of day dawn into the mind. The sun has come up, the night is behind. Before we finish now, and before we all share coffee, and looks like we've got some little nice little things to buy from Helen and Alan's stall, we're going to spend some time in prayer. We're going to remember our country, we're going to remember the world, we're going to remember Friday and the latest terror attack. So we'll come together and we'll pray together now. Lord Jesus Christ, we remember today how so many look forward to your coming. But we remember also how it became harder to go on believing as the years went by. How hope started to splutter and dreams began to die until finally you came. The fulfillment of a prophecy and promise, the culmination of God's purpose, the definitive expression of the love of God. Lord of all, the Word made flesh, bring hope to the world. We remember with gladness how you brought hope through your ministry, a sense of purpose to those for whom life seemed worthless. The poor, the sick, the outcast, the brokenhearted, you became the light shining in the darkness, the joy that broke into their sorrow, new beginnings for them in what had seemed like the end. Lord of all, you were the Word made flesh, bringing hope to your world. Hear now our prayers for those caught today in the grip of despair, those for whom the future seems bleak, those who are unemployed, those who are struggling to pay bills, those for whom optimism seems foolish and trust seems futile. Reach out in love and may light shine into their darkness. Lord of all, you were the Word made flesh, bringing hope to your world today. Hear our prayer for those whose goals in life have been thwarted, those whose dreams have been shattered, who have grown weary, cynical, and disillusioned. Hear our prayer for those who mourn. Particularly, we remember the victims of the London Bridge attack. We give thanks for those members of the public who simply stepped in. I heard a man interviewed on the radio this morning who said, "I couldn't drive past. I had to jump out of my car." We pray for those who wrestle with illness, those who watch over loved ones who suffer. We ask you to reach out in love, grant them strength and comfort. Lord Jesus Christ, we remember your promise to come again in glory, the culmination of God's purpose, the ultimate victory of love. May that conviction bring new faith, new vision, and new purpose wherever life seems hopeless. Lord of all, the Word made flesh, bring hope to your world today. In your name we pray these and all the prayers we have said as we worship today, and we bring them together by joining together in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Give us this day our daily bread, and give us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We join together in our final hymn, our closing hymn for worship this morning, number 180. 180. 180. Go now with laughter in your eyes, a smile on your lips, a song in your heart, and fun in your soul, and share the joy that the Advent Christ will bring. Amen.